Hello and welcome to a podcast of radioings, which we're now on Spotify. It happened. There's a link, which obviously I'm not going to read out because there's lots of numbers and letters in it. But, you know, you've already found the podcast. I clearly went for a walk in the sun today because I have got a red face. So, oops. It's going to happen. Someone as pasty as me with global warming, I don't stand a chance. Anyway, more importantly, we did a radio show today and it came out sounding like this. On the show today, good news if, like me, you don't wear a lot of makeup. We've got a shortage. Bad news, actually. We're running out of an oil, but not the one you're thinking of. Bugs are invading. We're really cynical. That's in the news. So I don't believe that. I'll do that joke again later. And AI update. Another news story telling us how scary AI is. How nice and relaxing. Often the small stories in the newspapers we find on this show, and this is probably the smallest one in the newspaper. I'm going to milk it for all that it's worth. According to a survey, by the looks of it, Britain is the most sceptical nation on earth. Although I believe it for a second. I told you I'd do that joke again. The poll found that 3 in 4 of us are suspicious when offered a free gift. With a butty, given a freebie is the most likely thing I'm going to refuse. Yeah, someone comes up near to me with a sandwich. Back off, what have you put in there? But I know what they mean. I don't trust free things. It just seems like if someone's offering you something for free, they're out to con you. You're better off not taking a free thing. So I don't. So I do. I like the idea of us being sceptical. The least sceptical, by the way, according to the survey, Holland. Bunch of fools. They'll fall for anything, won't they? So what are the things that you don't believe? Because there are many things that we're told and we don't believe them. Like 9 out of 10 cats prefer it. I've met cats. They don't prefer anything. They look down their noses at everything. What else? That thing about if you sneeze with your eyes open, your eyes will pop out. I don't believe it. I'm not going to risk it. It'd be a stupid thing to try, but I just don't believe it. What don't you believe? Tweets to @MrStephenAllen if you'd like to get in on this one. That's the way it goes. Right, where's my piece of paper? Something to do with dogs, this one. That's not the one. Hang on. AI, that's not the one. Really should have made better notes about this. Here we go. This is the story. This was sent to me by, I think it was Martin on Twitter. Thank you for sending me stories like this. Someone who was suspected to be a drink driver tried to outfox the cops by swapping seats with his dog. So this car's driving along, gets pulled over. Woo, woo! And by the time they get to the car, there's a dog sat in the driving seat. Police revealed the wanted motorist had put the mutt behind the wheel before pulling over. It's doing 52 in a 30. Sounds like a dog. They're always in a rush, aren't they? This is in Colorado. They said on Facebook, the driver attempted to switch places with a dog who was in the passenger seat. Do you imagine that the police officer walked up to the driver's window with a dog in it and said to the passenger, has he got a license? And then the bloke says, oh, no, you don't need a license for a dog anymore. Just reckon. It's a beautiful story, and thanks for sending stuff like that to me. An entertainment news one, but we didn't have time to get Larry sorted out. But apparently Joanna Lumley feels frightened to look at what she looks like. I'll say that again. She looks frightening to look at when she's not covered in makeup. To be fair, Joanna Lumley, so do I, and I just never wear makeup. Not worry about that one. But instead, I thought I'd bring you our regular feature of our AI update, where I look through the newspapers to see how terrified the newspapers are trying to make you. Previously, we have spotted that AI will mean students cheat, and they're wasting their own time. The only reason to do a degree is to learn stuff, not to, well, maybe, I don't know. There's also the drinking. And then AI will read our minds and it'll do this, that, and the other. The latest one, AI could control humanity, a British expert warns. Stability AI boss says the worst case scenario is that it proliferates and basically controls humanity. I know what you mean, it sounds bad. But have you seen who we have controlling humanity at the moment? Politicians. So talk to me again about these heartless monsters called robots. There's a story, it's a shortage one.
Shortage of the day.
Of all the things that we keep finding out that we're not going to have. Although, to be fair, we've been covering shortages on this show for over a year now. Do you find you've got less stuff? Not so much, but the latest one that we could struggle with is shortages of olive oil. Could be the next thing to hit the UK. High temperatures in Spain, all right, showing off, along with a drought, have sent prices surging and the demand. There's also been a damaged harvest. So because of supply and demand, we're going to see prices go up. We might not be able to get any olive oil. Now what will we do when we desperately need to remove a wedding ring before anyone notices? Yes, use butter. You're correct. We will be using butter. All right. I'm glad we sorted that one out. We were talking about the things you don't believe. We are the most cynical nation, according to a survey, and I like it. There aren't many things we're the top of that we can be proud about these days, and I think it's good to be cynical. You're less likely to get conned by things. The survey said that if someone tries to offer you a free butty, I mean, that's a bit regionalised anyway, and also if someone walks up to you with buttery, you know, dripping with fat food, or maybe you're just eating, but let's not unpick it. I like the fact that we are the most cynical. What don't you believe? Martin says, I don't believe that the DFS sale will ever end. Oh, but it says it must end this weekend. Every weekend. You might have got a good point there. James says, I don't believe any serving suggestions on the packets of anything. Oh, the ones that have like a small meal for one that says serves three. Have you met me? I'm totally with you on that one as well. I mean, in general, serving suggestions, they fall into two camps. One where you think, what are you doing? No one's ever going to do that. And the other ones aren't really serving suggestions, like a picture of cereal in a bowl, and down the bottom it will say serving suggestions.
Oh, I'll put it in a bowl? Oh, I'm glad I hadn't thought of that. Oh, what am I going to do with this cereal? Oh.
Then again, you know there's someone out there just trying to drink it straight from the box.
They've got to remember my face. I should have put it in a bowl. Why didn't they suggest this?
We scour the newspapers for the most pointless stories. This one is technically relationship advice, which I think might be the third or fourth time we've done relationship advice in the last week and a bit. Wow. We are not the place you should be going to for dating tips, but apparently Brits looking for love could frighten off dates by using emojis. And this is according to an expert. Expert Keith Bronny, or Brony, no one knows. He might. Said that a saucy symbol, like an aubergine or a peach, could potentially scare partners away. Well, especially if they're a salad dodger. Although it's a good way to filter out the salad dodgers, I suppose. Send them a picture of an aubergine. What? Red love hearts, fire, the tongue, and smiley devil face are also best avoided. Yeah, also, why don't you write words, you two-year-old? Keith, 33, editor-in-chief of, well, let's not plug that, says, if you wouldn't put the request in words, then you shouldn't encapsulate it in emojis. I struggle with this for many reasons. One is I genuinely like aubergine. It's one of my favourite vegetables. So whenever I'm saying to the missus, I actually, you know, if she's cooking, and I think, do you know what would be really nice tonight? We should get an aubergine, do some roasted, maybe some peppers as well. Some roasted veg would be really nice. So I might send her a picture. I get home and she's decided something else to cook. It's the end of that story, sadly. Earlier on, I did mention that I thought I'd found the smallest, most pointless story in the newspapers. Brits are cynical. I found a smaller one that's even more pointless. A lack of time and motivation are putting people off getting fit, with 35% saying they're too tired. Duh. That story again. People are too tired to get fit. Yeah. I've started watching that film Air. You know, the Matt Damon and Ben Affleck film about Nike shoes, whatever you meant to say. And in it, Ben Affleck's character says, when it comes to running, people don't understand. They think the finish line is the destination, but the action of running is the destination. I thought, that's just put me right off. I got the time for that. I don't have the motivation. So that survey's right. Yeah. I'm not going to go out my way to prove it wrong because I don't have the time or the motivation. Podcast done and sorted and completed, and do you feel that sense of job satisfaction? I do. Whenever I listen to a podcast and it's 100% complete, so all of a sudden the podcast read everything just like deletes it. Yeah, man. I feel pretty good about myself. I'm getting stuff done in this world. Completing podcast. Right, I'm just going to put that paperwork over there. I think we're done, but I would say subscribe to wherever you found this, but then again, I would, wouldn't I? And tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen if you could be so bothered. And until next time, bye.